The Pakistani army said today it has massed 15,000 troops for a major assault on Islamist militants. The operation is planned for the Swat Valley, just 100 miles north of the capital, Islamabad. That's where NPR's Philip Reeves is, and he was at the army's press briefing today. He joins me now. Philip, first of all, tell us about the Swat Valley and the Islamist hold on the region.
Well, the important thing about the Swat Valley is that it really is not the tribal areas which we've heard so much about between Pakistan and Afghanistan. This is an area which is regarded in loose parlance as the sort of mainland. It's where Pakistanis went to have their holidays. It had a skiing resort in it. It's an area which many people in the cities look at very nostalgically, particularly now, because it has been in large part taken over by pro-Taliban elements, led by this unusual cleric known as Maulana Fazlullah, which is his name, but also known as the FM Mullah, because he operates this illegal FM mobile radio operation on which he rallies his troops and he appeals for Sharia law. And the army in Pakistan has been trying to track him down with American assistance, but is finding that very difficult because he keeps moving his location.
So until recently, it was known that these Islamist sort of pro-Taliban guerrillas had a hold over the tribal areas, but now this is moving into the more mainland areas, as you say.
Yeah, that's right. And that is very significant. I mean, it's very significant from the sort of psychologically for Pakistan. The idea that they are creeping into the heartland of the country itself is preying on the minds of many Pakistanis. And it should be said that Benazir Bhutto, who is now in outright opposition to General Pervez Musharraf, the military ruler of this country, is making a great deal of that, because she knows how strongly Pakistanis, particularly in the Punjab and in the Sindh, where you find a lot of kind of metropolitan, cosmopolitan, secular thinking, Western leaning Pakistanis, they feel very strongly about this trend, this tendency.
So this mullah, how many fighters does he have? How entrenched are they?
Well, I don't know the answer to that because, I haven't counted them. But the army, of course, has a figure, as is often the case. I remember the Americans used to offer figures for the insurgency in Iraq, and the British in Nil Nile used to do the same thing. They were never reliable. But in this case, the Pakistani army estimates that there are 400 to 500 what they call miscreants, although the evidence is that they are quite well-organized insurgents who are intent on overthrowing Musharraf, and they have an intelligence wing, they have a logistics wing, and so the operation that the Pakistani army is about to launch will likely be quite a difficult one.
Philip, you mentioned Benazir Bhutto pushing on Musharraf on these tribal regions. How does this army operation in the Swat Valley fit into the picture of the current political turmoil in Pakistan?
Well, both sides are making great play of the threat to the stability of Pakistan of the Islamist extremists. Benazir Bhutto has made that essentially her headline issue. And when he declared his state of emergency, General Pervez Musharraf also made great play of it too, although the reality is that he's more concerned about the judiciary, which he thought was going to overrule the legitimacy of his election recently as president. So it is an important factor if the army can emerge from this and say that it has brought some stability in Swat. That will be an important plus for Musharraf.
NPR's Philip Reeves in Islamabad. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome.